The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mind. We have been talking about Packers family night. Practice at Lambeau Field over the weekend. We were talking about the basket tosses and how Jordan Love and company are not very good at it, but Aaron Rodgers crushed. He absolutely dominated at the basket toss, which prompted Ma Gama 1776 to say, I hate the constant Rodgers comparisons. Gonna have to take this one off then, Ma Gama 1776. Because our friend and our colleague, Evan Cohen, who you hear every morning on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, did just that. He compared Rodgers to Jordan Love when he was on Jim, Matt, and Molly last week. Take a listen.
If Rodgers would have just embraced the young guys the Packers had in year one, in his last year, like he did in year one with the Jets, who knows where they would have been if he was the quarterback with this young team. Luckily for Green Bay, he didn't do that because Jordan Love's better.
Whoa. Maybe. I won't say he's not, but like right now at this moment in time, you're crazy, Evan.
You think that Aaron Rodgers is better
at
for
football.
A football team at the quarterback? At football? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Better at like being on the field with a young team? Like currently right now, Jordan Love, yes, he is better for the Packers than Aaron Rodgers is. Is Jordan Love better than Aaron Rodgers at football? Like, no.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. Until Jordan Love puts an entire season together of good football, it's got to be Aaron Rodgers right now.
Okay, well, you know what? I'd rather have Jordan Love's kind of up and down regular season with his postseason than Aaron Rodgers' great regular season with his up and down postseason.
Chew, your reaction to Evan Cohen's declaration on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Was that Scowls?
No, it's Jim.
That was Matt Hamilton.
Matt.
Didn't it sound like Scowls, though?
No.
I digress.
The gravelly voice is distinctly.
I will say this. When he said no, it wasn't like a definitive, like, declarative, like,
yeah.
No! It was like, I'm starting to second guess myself a little bit.
Evan's insane.
Whoa.
Basically.
Okay, hard to the hole.
It's no. I mean, did we forget? When you count Rodgers out and you disparage him, how he responds, Aaron Rodgers will be in the MVP voting this year. Telling you. I've learned not to bet against the guy, as we all should remember. Now, I think the Jets are foolish from the standpoint, if you go out and get him a Davante Adams or trade for Ayuk or something, they might be the best team in the AFC. Because if you look at Kansas City last year in the regular season, they were not very good. They just know when to turn it on. So, Jordan, yes, his uptick is, you know, obviously much better than Rodgers right now because Rodgers is old. But hopefully, and I'm not there yet, and I don't think a lot of people are there, I need to see more. To say that, yeah, this guy's going to be around here for the next 10 years, and I feel comfortable with him that we're going to get some Super Bowls under our belt.
Okay, I want to listen to it again, because I think the nuance that Evan is trying to articulate, and again, I want to hear it again just to be sure, is that from a personality standpoint, he believes Jordan Love is better for this Green Bay Packers team. The young team, the fact
yes.
that they have so many guys who are the same age and whatnot. Let's take a listen again to what Evan Cohen is trying to say about Jordan Love versus Aaron Rodgers.
If Rodgers would have just embraced the young guys the Packers had in year one, in his last year, like he did in year one with the Jets, who knows where they would have been if he was the quarterback with this young team. Luckily for Green Bay, he didn't do that because Jordan Love's better.
Whoa. Maybe. I won't say he's not, but like right now at this moment in time, you're crazy, Evan.
You think that Aaron Rodgers is a better for a football team at the quarterback?
There it is. There's the nuance. For a football team. At football. Better for a football team.
From that standpoint, then I will agree with him. But if you could take Aaron Rodgers at 40 or Jordan Love right now, and Aaron Rodgers has the attitude with the same attitude he had with Jordy, Cobb, Devontae 10 years ago, even though he's 40, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over Jordan
and
Love.
And I think that was the distinction that Evan was trying to highlight, circle, point at with all the arrows was the mentality, the attitude, the buy-in, the I'm the most veteran person here with the most experience. Let me share that experience with you guys to accelerate your process, to accelerate your progress. I think that's what Evan was pointing to. And I think he was saying that because Jordan, yes, he has the luxury of being the same age or similar age of all of the guys he is working with. That's just something that Rodgers cannot mimic because he's older. But if you could have mimicked the behavior and the buy-in, I think he's saying that would have helped the team more. But he was sort of on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. He was like, I've done my reps. I've done the mini camps. I've done all of this stuff. Now it's your guys' turn, you know, to sweat in the sun and get the extra work in. I'm going to be over here doing the things that I want to do. But it wasn't even like, you know, it wasn't even like a we always go back to it was Romeo Doubs, wasn't it, Joshy, who said when he talked to me, or even though he didn't talk to
me
that much, or something,
even
though he barely talked to me, like if he had just been able to kind of take those guys under his wing, Evan is contending he probably still is in Green Bay.
So Evan's saying all the baggage that goes along with. I'm just specifically talking about what happens on the football field.
Right.
That's
I think that's where Matt's brain was when he was hearing Evan as well, which is why he like rebuffed it so hard, which is why he pushed against it so hard.
Yeah. From that standpoint, I would agree with him.
Are we sure, even from that standpoint, that Aaron Rodgers is that definitively better at this point, coming off of a torn Achilles? Like, he's lost clearly multiple steps. A large reason why he got injured was because he's not as mobile as he was. And now at 40, going into his 41, age 41, he's going to like still be that good.
Yeah, well, look at Tom Brady.
Yeah, but Tom
Brady, when he
won
it with Tampa Bay, was right there in the MVP
conversation.
He was right there, you know? And I read this weekend that Aaron, I know, their family night, Aaron tore it up.
Because he can't be touched.
No, I know. But you have to, you got to develop an offense for him where he doesn't have to move like he used to. He can still move. It's just he can't move like he used to. Josh, so you don't think he's going to have a really good year?
I think he'll have a fine year. I think he'll be
Pro Bowl?
I mean,
Pro Bowl, not 19th alternate.
What are we doing? Now we're using Pro Bowls as a measure of success? I thought we kind of threw that out a couple years ago.
Well, the alternates. How many quarterbacks they bring? Three in the AFC?
Not sure.
He will be a top three quarterback in the AFC.
I think statistically he's in the middle. I think he has good games, and I think he has other games where he can't get anything going.
But is that a little
bit? When was the last time Aaron Rodgers elevated his team?
Last year here wasn't good.
The year before?
They had it in their hands. They had it against Tampa Bay.
I know.
At home, stars lined up, and then San Francisco, I remember doing power rankings that week, and they were number one.
Yeah.
They were number one. And then he stunk. And he didn't stink in Tampa Bay, but certainly in San Francisco, he was not great.
Yeah, I'm contending that I don't think the Magic Rodgers is there anymore. I think decent Rodgers, good Rodgers is still there. I don't think the Magic is there anymore.
I just think you don't bet it. There's some bets you just don't take.
I'm a gambling man, Chewy.
Yeah, I know you are.
I agree with you to the point of we have seen Rodgers so many times be quote unquote counted out.
Yes.
Right? Even again, you have to remember it wasn't that long ago that being 35, 36, 37, 38 as an NFL quarterback was like, whoa, put him out to pasture. Why don't you just go ahead and shoot him? You know, like, and obviously People are eating better. Guys are sleeping better. We know so much more about how to maintain that, your physical health and wellness longer. Avocado ice cream and whatnot. But I still think coming off of the Achilles, you should be a little skeptical about his mobility and then how that lack of mobility affects his ability to play the game that he has been so good at.
But how old was Brett that year in Minnesota where he took him to the NFC Championship game? He was 40. He's right around 40.
I believe I heard a stat that there's been like 8 quarterbacks ever to throw a pass as old as Aaron Rodgers is going into this season.
Yeah.
It's a rarity.
I mean, Brett had
on that list? Blanda? Wasn't he like the oldest ever?
I think he's still playing defense too.
They had to play both ways.
Well, Peyton, Brady, probably Testa, Verdi.
Yeah, maybe.
He played for a long time.
It looks like Joshie is pulling up the list as we speak. I'd
I have
be very
the top
curious.
10 list here.
All right, give it to me.
Brett Favre, 10 at 41. Then it goes to Drew Brees at 42.
Ooh, forgot all about Drew Brees.
Earl Morrill, 42 years old and 56 to 76. Doug Flutie, that was one
was,
we missed.
Was Earl a Dolphins quarterback?
I don't know.
Wasn't he with the Colts?
I don't remember.
I think he was with the Colts when they lost to the Jets then replaced him with John.
I'm going to look it up.
Maybe. Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah.
Tom Brady at 45. Steve DeBerg, 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
John Nesser. He played 1909 to 1921 for the Columbus Panhandles. And then number one is George Blanda, who played 48.
Miami Dolphins, Baltimore Colts, New York Giants, Detroit Lions.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys are betting against them. I think you're crazy.
I bet against them since shipping them off.
Give me some stats that you think we should use to measure Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. And I will tell you if I think Jordan will have better stats in those categories this season.
Well, Aaron will have a better completion percentage.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who's he throwing to besides Garrett Wilson?
Who they out of San Diego or LA or whatever the hell you call him now.
Alan Lazard.
He'll be a 3. Shouldn't even probably be there. I'm just telling.
Mike Williams is the guy you're looking
Mike
for.
Mike Williams. Yep. He'll have over 30 touchdown passes.
You don't think Love will?
Love will. That'll be close. Completion percentage, I think there'll be a gap. Interceptions.
Wait, Rodgers will be way above Jordan in completion percentage?
Yeah. He's more accurate. And he's smarter. More experienced right now.
I think QB rating.
I can't
rating.
Believe with all the examples out there, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, I get it from him.
Yeah, you know what I'm happy about?
Because he wants to burn down his house.
Allegedly. Yeah.
But don't fall into
don't
his
put
trap.
That on him. No, what I was going to say is, you know what I'm happy about is now you understand how incredulous I was about your salad with pizza to start the show. That's
how are we doing, though? How are we doing? Am I winning?
Last I looked, you're taking a bath.
How
you're
bad?
Smoked. It was like worse than 80-20.
Wait, I want to see what the results are. Oh, I have to log back into my computer. I don't know if
Josh,
I made that.
I'm pulling it up here. Agree or disagree, you got to have salad with your pizza. 86% disagree.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say this in the nicest way possible.
Oh, no.
Okay, the nicest way.
I was going to say, if you ate it,
there's a lot of people in this state that should probably mix a salad in at some point in their lives. Okay, and having a pizza is a perfect time to do it.
That's all it took was him losing dramatically in the poll for him to insult the fan base.
That's all I'm saying.
We should take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we continue right after this. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity and delights in its offering of artisanal American cuisine. Every bite is a work of culinary artistry. You can learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart.
And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chu, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
six,
have.
Eight.
Eight. Six.
Seven.
Seven. I think that's how it goes now, right?
Eight, and they six, lost. 75309
On 94.5 ESPN.
I let it go, because I won't see you later, and we're not allowed to talk it out. I said I'd go, put myself on a show, but I'm still trying to figure it out. I brought my shoe, take the fan on.
Sometimes you lose and win. I believe that is the best way to sum up the weekend for the French pole vaulter. You see this story, Chu?
Saw the video, too.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Brings new meaning to the world word pole vaulter.
Yes, yes. I don't think that's the pole that they were intending to be involved in this activity. The French pole vaulter, Anthony Ammirati, which sounds more Italian than French, to be honest with you, participated in the men's qualifying event on August 3rd. There is a now viral video where it appears as though Ammirati's pole gets in the way. Take a listen.
What happened here, Coach Juby? On the way down.
That is the announcers saying, what happened? And the guy not having any idea what to say because they were showing a close-up of him on the way down and his...
junk.
Bulge, as Chewy likes to call it.
Knocked the bar off.
Causing the entire ball to come crashing down.
This has to happen more often than we think, right? Just, I'm thinking of the movement of the pole vault, and you're right there, like, skimming past that bar. You know, you're seeing with their hands, like... you know, like if you're trying to sneak through a screen door that's only open a little amount.
Yeah.
This has to happen more than just this one time for Anthony Ammirati, right? Where your member...
knocked the bar down.
Knocks it off. I don't know. Maybe we should knock it off.
It's the first I've ever seen of it.
It seems like a disadvantage for this fella. Like, it seemed too floppy. How do you not have compression shorts on? Like something to really keep things as tight as humanly possible.
Oh, wait. I didn't even realize that that was a possibility. That like, so Chewy, should it be like more harnessed down? Like for instance, let's take it over to the women's side of things, okay? If you're a female pole vaulter and you have lungs, I'm trying to think of the term.
Probably wearing a sports bra.
To just
probably
like,
multiple.
Right? To kind of keep those things as tight to the... rest of your body as possible, because that would be a disadvantage to have your boobs not
your hoo-ha
off.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, the hoo-ha is something else, Joshy.
And that shouldn't be knocking anything off. Okay. Maybe he wanted to be lighter. I mean, seriously. Okay. So when I played, I think that you have to now. DBs literally wore shoulder pads and a helmet. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wore no thigh pads. Right. They wore no knee pads.
Well, they want to be faster.
Yes.
Right? Any
and
that
they don't
additional...
want restriction. Yeah. They don't want any.
Slows
now
you
I
down.
Think they have to for liability reasons. But it's like we used to, and I don't know if they still do, we had to wear a butt pad in college. You
really?
Had to.
For your tailbone, I assume.
The referee was would always check. So... most players got rid of the one that you're given to and then make their own, which is just a small, tiny, because makes your butt look lumpy.
If you haven't seen the video, it is readily available on social media, and there is a very good view of it, and you can see very clearly his junk get stuck on the bar and then drag the bar down. I'm using bar here. The pole is what you use when you're running towards the bar.
I think we're dragging the bar down.
Way down. That's why I said before.
There has to be
some
great jokes that I haven't seen yet. Because I'm trying to think of one. And
How much weight added or like a jock strap if you needed one? Now, it's not a thing that every athlete who's competing may need. Not everyone's going to have the same issue. But, I mean, that was...
This is egregious.
You lost out on your Olympic hopes.
That's right. That's the other thing, is that if this happens just at a run-of-the-mill meet, you know, you're going oopsie poopsie. And like I said, sometimes you win when you lose because, well, now everybody knows that you're well endowed. But in this case, it's the Olympics, man. Like, don't leave. I will say this. Is it a cautionary tale for other pole vaulters? Right? Is this video going to be shown to aspiring pole vaulters to as they go through the ranks? And it's like, don't ever let your member be the reason that you get knocked out.
What's his first endorsement? Viagra?
Nah, I think he's good in that department.
Razors? Manscaping? Mentality?
I think he's good in that department also.
I think it would be smart for, say, I don't want to name any brands, but brands that make tight-fitting clothing, compression shorts, those types of things, to get involved with him.
Yeah.
Great advertisement.
Or maybe, thinking just a different outside of the box sort of thing, maybe it's Tinder. Maybe Tinder, you know. Sir hooks up with Anthony and says, listen,
very well be.
You're going to have a lot of suitors. You're going to have a lot of interested parties. Let us help you sort through that.
Pistachios?
Nuts.
I don't know.
I actually kind of like that one. When you want to be known,
put a shell over your nuts and you'll be carrying gold.
Yeah. The video is, it's one of those things where now it's on my thing and it's just playing on a loop.
Yeah.
It's very unsettling. Like, I know much more about this young man that I would prefer to.
But he kind of walks away with a dumb look, kind of like, what happened?
Yeah, he's like, I cleared it. How the hell did that happen? I mean, there's no mistaking. If you take a straight shot like that, you know exactly what caused the problem.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so I guess he sort of wins for losing, right? I mean, nobody else is walking away from their Olympic loss, you know. I mean, I wonder what his social media numbers look like. I wonder if all of a sudden he's seen a increase, right? Like that pommel horse guy, right?
Yeah.
The pommel horse king or whatever it was. Like they said that he gained like 160,000 new followers and all he did was take his glasses off and dominate the pommel horse.
No, I thought he was doing something else with the pommel horse, to tell you the truth.
Nope, just swinging his legs around doing that. He just looked funny when he was in the zone.
It is one of the more viral moments of these Olympic Games. Did you guys see the photo finish yesterday in the men's 100 meter? Noah Lyles in the photo finish winning gold, barely, just by throwing his chest out there. You know?
That's interesting to me how they measure who wins races like that. Because it's rare that it comes down to like that close where I saw a picture going around where somebody who was like right next to him, like millimeters behind him, didn't medal, and the guy who Noah Lyles barely got it. The measuring of the torso thing seems weird to me because it's like, where does the torso start and end, and how much does a lean matter? I was disappointed that Kung Fu Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, didn't end up on the medal stand, because anyone from Rice Lake being considered the fastest man in the world would be great. But that was the one of the few things I did watch, because those sprints are... It's quick, but
they're
it's
flying.
Intense. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys saw that Sha'Carri Richardson also got silver this weekend, beat by a young lady who raced at Texas. But what was the island? She was So she raced for Texas, the University of Texas, the young lady who ended up winning gold in the 100 meter. I'm Googling it as we speak. Jay Alfred from St. Lucia. Julian Alfred from St. Lucia. She raced for St. Lucia, but she went to Texas. And obviously Texas has just incredible athletics. Like year in and year out, they win the award for best program because they win trophies and championships in so many sports. And Texas's track and field is really good. So she was a runner for Texas, ran in the Olympics for her home country of St. Lucia, and won gold, beating Sha'Carri Richardson, who I think most people thought was the favorite to take home gold in that event. I'm super into the Olympics. I will be watching track and field as it continues over the next few days. But maybe start watching the pole vaulting a little bit. I don't know. Like maybe it's piqued my interest, if you will.
A swimmer has also gone quite viral for a similar thing because of which could, to me, it could be drag, creating a little drag there. It could be an issue.
I mean, these swimmers like famously shave their entire bodies to like keep down
little tape.
We got a lot of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, as expected.
Should we go to any of it, or maybe just move on? Do we trust them?
Yeah, give us a few good ones. It's a Monday.
If he's not going to win a medal, this was an advertisement for the Athletic Village, right? That from Chris in the 414. Someone saying lubricant might be a good endorsement opportunity for our young pole vaulter from France.
Let's not go any
John
further.
Weighing in saying, what is this, fifth grade? What are you, new John? First time? Ryan trying to get me to say the thing that he always tries to get me to say, MVP you know what. And Ryan from Iguanago saying, this guy has a PhD in pole vaulting. We will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Congratulations to that guy, though. A loser in the pole vault, but a winner in life.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No, not how this works.
Attaboy.
That's not how any of this
works.
That's
how you make content.
What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb.
Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You guys remember hearing me talk about being at the State Fair and seeing a sauna? We've all had those moments walking through the Expo Center thinking, ooh, I kind of would like to have one of those. Well, we were at the State Fair yesterday, walked through the Expo Center, went right over to the Good Health Saunas display, and guys, so many saunas sold. The floor models? Nearly all gone. That's how popular the Good Health saunas are right now. And if you want to see in person what they have to offer and if it would be right for your lifestyle, sneak over to the Wisconsin State Fair. Check out the display that the Good Health saunas have at the Expo Center and just see. You can step into the unit. You can feel the heat. See how it makes you feel. Now, listen, it's hot outside. It's hot in a sauna. I don't know how long you want to sit in it. But the point is, you can see how it fits for you and your life. If you want more information, you can always go to their website. It's goodhealthsaunas.com. See them at the State Fair and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. So there is a little bit of controversy happening right now in the NFL as NFL.com has released its top 100 players of 2024. Chew,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like this is a tough question. Who's the best player in the NFL?
Mahomes.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
I imagine then you will be shocked to hear that Patrick Mahomes was not named number one player in the NFL on NFL.com of 2024. Do you have a guess as to where Mahomes would be? He's not one.
2, 3, 4, 5. It doesn't matter. It's wrong, so.
You're saying just how wrong do you want to be?
Yeah.
He's number 4 on this list.
It's wrong.
So what do you think is happening here with Mahomes not being number one? And I will give you the list so that you know who the players are that they picked above Mahomes. They picked wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, as number one, saying that he's the first wide receiver to grace the number one spot of the 14-year history when he flirted with Calvin Johnson's single-season receiving record. So they have him at number one. At number two, they have Lamar Jackson, so another quarterback above Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
At number three, they have Christian McCaffrey, and then at four, they have Patrick Mahomes. Is what's happening here, guys, that Patrick Mahomes has set the standard so flipping high that they are measuring him against past Patrick Mahomes and saying that's the standard he has to meet while the standard for some of these other players is lower than that. Is that what we're seeing?
Probably. I mean, he didn't have his best regular season, but who cares? And he really doesn't have, I mean, outside of Kelce, a ton of talent around him. I mean, there's offenses that have much better skills. So he has to make up for that. But the simple question should be, okay, you have the number one pick of any player you want in the NFL to start a franchise. Who would it be? Everyone would pick Patrick Mahomes. They're not picking Tyreek Hill.
Well, in part because Tyreek Hill's success, as great as he might be, Joshy, still depends on who is throwing him the ball. It still depends on how well Tua is going to perform this season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does to an extent. I understand Tyreek Hill has, like, pretty much one of the more unique skill sets across the NFL where few people can do what Tyreek Hill does the way he does it. But any list that doesn't include Patrick Mahomes as the first overall at this, like, at this point, Patrick Mahomes is what, like, a top five player ever in the NFL? Like, that's how high he set his bar at, because he just consistently is always winning and taking his team to the highest heights. It's strange because this is voted on by players, and it seems like the list is kind of put together through different lists that get made of, like, who would you put in the top 10 in the NFL, and then some of it's Pro Bowl voting and all that, like, figured in here. But it kind of feels like people are, well, players are just sick of him beating them.
Yeah.
Every time I play this guy, he kicks my ass. I'm sick of it. So I'm not going to give him this little honor in my little way to fight back against this, because in no world is Lamar Jackson better than Patrick Mahomes.
Because, which is weird, because I think about when people are in competition and you lose, doesn't it behoove you to act as though you lost to the best to ever do it? Isn't that better? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to minimizing Patrick Mahomes' accomplishments and being like, man, he's not that great. He's not that great. Wouldn't it be better to be like, yeah, he's one of the best to ever do it, who will ever do it, and if we're going to lose to somebody, I'd like it to be to one of those historic generational type talents. Like, that's my mindset. If I'm going to lose to somebody, I want it to be to one of the best to ever take the position, to ever play the position, not just some fourth on a list of top 100 players. Like, what I'm saying is, I understand your thought process of they're just sick of him kicking their ass. I'm also saying, philosophically, guys, there's a better way to go about this, right? Crown him. Give him his flowers. Say he's the best to ever do it. Because then it makes you losing to him feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. And I think it frustrates these players who didn't vote for him because he's doing it with half the talent some of these other offenses. Could you imagine if Mahomes still had Waddle and Hill as receivers? He'd be even better. I mean, who was his receivers last year? Was MVS still there?
He was. Yes. Last year was Rashee Rice, kind of emerged.
Yeah.
But then Kadarius Toney.
Who's fine.
Yeah.
None of those guys are top 10 receivers.
Worse. Probably worse than fine. He's probably like average to below average. Mecole Hardman.
Who's fine.
Yeah. No one. Basically, there's this year, though, pretty exciting offense they got there. I think there's going to be a big course correction. As much as we all think he's great, I think there's going to be a real, oh, wow, this is back to like Tyreek Hill levels when they were just dominating everyone.
If it were just Tyreek Hill and Christian McCaffrey, you could make an argument that each of those guys are great at their individual positions, mm-hmm. the best in the league right now at wide receiver and running back, respectively. But when you throw Lamar Jackson in there, you got to go head-to-head at the quarterback position. And while Lamar Jackson is an unbelievable talent, I want to take nothing away from what he has accomplished in the league. Is anybody putting those two head-to-head, picking Lamar Jackson over Patrick Mahomes?
No, because Lamar hasn't even sniffed a Super Bowl. I don't even think they've been to an AFC Championship game. Right? And they've come out of a lot of seasons.
Who was it last year?
It was Kansas City and...
Well, that's the thing. They always have to go through Kansas City.
Is it Baltimore? Weren't they the one seed?
Was Buffalo? Wasn't Buffalo again? I don't know.
I'm looking it up. AFC Championship this past year. 2024, right?
Yeah. Lamar's fine.
Baltimore. 17-10. Chiefs, yeah. Baltimore.
I mean,
but to your
my
point,
biggest thing out of this was...
To your point, there's a head-to-head.
Yes.
In the biggest game that those two can play against each other in.
But is Lamar the second best quarterback in the NFL? Would he be your second pick?
Sure. You could certainly make a case for Lamar. I mean, you get different types of quarterback. Are you going to go who? Stafford? Are you going to go Allen? Are you going to go Joe Burrow?
I mean, Dak had an unbelievable regular season. He just stinks in the playoffs. And why are they putting... if they're putting Mahomes at four because his... regular season wasn't his best, who cares? You won the Super Bowl. That's Correct. All that matters.
Correct. It shouldn't be weighted equally. How you play each regular season game should not be weighted the same as how you play. To your argument about Dak Prescott, I think you have to make the playoff games way more when you're assessing the whole big picture.
Like you assess, you throw Super Bowls into that mix.
Right. Which is where, again, I'm not saying that there's a huge gap between Mahomes and Lamar, but there is a gap.
I'll say huge. I'll go that far.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so.
He had his best. He had one of his best statistical
Lamar
years
last
year. Lamar
can't win bleep. Simple as that. Every time the playoffs come along, he doesn't play MVP
Lamar. It was a one-score game in the AFC.
No, I know, but I think the year before, they were the number one power-ranked team, and they lost in, like, the divisional round.
Yeah. He classically underperforms in the biggest moments. That's,
and
like,
10 points,
his story.
10 points? That's not very good.
10 points what? Oh, that they scored
that
10
they scored
points.
That's Aaron Rodgers-esque.
Yeah. Wow, you really don't like him, huh?
Every chance he gets. I did not get to scroll through the entire list. Joshy, do you have any idea where the first Packers player is on this list?
Yeah, that was Jordan Love. I believe he was...
38?
35? 30. Hold on. Where's my list? 32 or 34 is what I remember. Okay. He was in the 30s. It was high 30s. I think it was
Which
a
is
32.
Fair. Which is a good spot for
And then
him.
Rashawn Gary was 50th, exactly.
All right, let me go through the 40s. 40, Devontae Adams. 39, Joe Burrow. 38, Sauce Gardner. 37, Quinnen Williams. 36, Tua Tagovailoa. 35, Josh Hines-Allen. He's a linebacker from Jacksonville. 34, Jordan Love.
There it is.
Yeah.
Just behind Puka Nacua, Quincy Williams, another linebacker, and I don't know who this player is. Deron Bland, cornerback, Dallas.
He had a bunch of pick sixes last year for them. I think he had I think he was pacing for the record.
Hmm.
So that's fair.
I'm okay at 30.
Yeah.
No, this is top 100 and he's top third. He's just on the outside. If he's 34th, I guess he's just on the outside looking in of the top third of the players.
No, that's fair.
Okay.
I like him there.
But I will say this too. He's got to move up on that list this season.
He doesn't have to go to top 10, but, I mean, mid to low 20s would be nice.
I'd like to see him in the 20s by the end of the season, where it's like you're not questioning.
So you got the list in front of you. Who's ahead of him quarterback-wise?
So the list that I'm looking at, Joshy, is broken down by the 10s. So it's 1 through 10, 11 through 20. So it doesn't have it by position. I might be able to find a different aggregate list, but I'd have to go through it in the break. But I can do that.
Yeah.
I got time. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this. Stick around.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the
drawer? You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Am I mistaken, Chu? Are you actually excited for Hard Knocks this year?
I am. I want to see the dysfunction of the Bears. Much New York last year.
Yeah, or the Giants in the one this year where it was like everything, the Saquon situation, the Daniel Jones situation. Yeah. It was like, oh, poor little guy. You're just going to pat them on the head and say, you keep trying. Why do you think Dontavian Wicks only had 6 snaps with Jordan Love during family night? We put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll today. 65% of people say they are keeping Wicks a secret. 34% of people think they are sending Wicks a message. Dan,
if you factor in the toad level there, a little ribbit. It seems like it's 50-50.
You think?
If we compensate for the toads, that's about
50-50. I do like this by Dan Steely saying, if you don't trim your wicks occasionally, your flame will get too large. That is a good metaphor, and that is a good candle joke. I appreciate that. What else do we put on the poll this morning? Unlike last week when Joshy was like, too many polls! We got too many polls. Agree or disagree, you got to have salad with your pizza. 85% of people, so not even a little close, disagree. You got to have salad with your pizza. And Chewy, just to throw this out there, I saw some people saying that this was the stupidest thing that you have ever said, that you got to have salad with your pizza.
You must be new listeners to the show.
Yeah. Try it. It's wonderful.
Joseph weighing in on the YouTube page saying, actually, salad and pizza is top shelf.
Yes. Thank you.
There you go. So you got you and Joseph.
We're going to get pizza.
And salad, apparently.
And salad.
What is the worst Chewy has ever lost on one of these things?
That's pretty bad.
Is this up there?
Yeah. See, this is up there because I've seen him claim 30% as a win.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's not even trying.
They're so wrong. 86% of them are wrong. That's fine. They've been wrong before.
So here's what I'm going to do. Next time we get pizza, I'm going to make sure to roll in a salad.
Yes.
Mix in a salad. And I will enjoy it with my pizza, and I will let you know if, in fact, it is must do.
You got to have it first, right, Chewy? That's the rule.
I have it during.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I always go first.
No, I don't. I have it, you know, peas, salad.
No.
Yes.
You're taking a bite of the meat lovers and then just going over to your Italian salad?
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to mix in a salad. Do we or do we not think Chewy should be willing to just dip the pizza in the salad dressing?
Angie does.
I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think you like the taste of the salad dressing.
I'm scarred because Brett always dipped his pizza in ranch or French. So then he'd put it on my plate, and I didn't even ask for it, but I had to eat it if I wanted to continue to catch footballs, and I'm scarred from that.
Y'all had a real weird relationship.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's very unusual.
French dressing on pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, that might be the craziest thing I've ever heard. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Wisconsin. Game night till back tomorrow, everybody.